Chapter 16. Persevere in your faith in God. You must not panic when you face a seemingly overwhelming problem. You should obey the following instructions that Jesus gave when he said, quote, "Do not be seized with alarm and struck with fear. Only keep on believing." Unquote. Mark 5, verse 36, Amplified. Jesus spoke these words to a man named Jairus, who had been told that his young daughter had suddenly died. When Jesus heard this news, he emphatically told Jairus that he should not be alarmed and fearful. These words apply to you whenever you face a seemingly unsolvable problem. Jesus wants you to have so much faith in him that you will refuse to give in to any temptation to be afraid. He wants you to keep on believing for as long as he requires you to persevere in your faith in him. Jairus obeyed these instructions, and Jesus miraculously brought his daughter back to life. See Mark 5, verse 36 through 42. If you are tempted to be overwhelmed by fear, you should focus on Jesus and the enormous price that he paid for you. Quote, "Just think of him who endured from sinners such grievous opposition and bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up and consider it all in comparison with your trials, so that you may not grow weary or exhausted, losing heart and relaxing and fainting in your minds." Unquote. Hebrews 12, verse 3, Amplified. Jesus Christ took upon himself all the sin of the entire world. He took the sin so that you would not have to bear it. He died a gruesome death by crucifixion to pay the full price for your sins. Jesus Christ took your sin in exchange. He gave you his righteousness. What a trade! You must not allow yourself to become discouraged and weary to the degree that you give up. Quote, "Let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint." Unquote. Galatians 6, verse 9, Amplified. Mark 5, verse 36, Hebrews 12, verse 3, and Galatians 6, verse 9, all instruct you to persevere in your faith in God, trusting him. Trust God and keep on trusting. Trust God's perfect timing, just as you should trust in him in every other arena. You must know what God's word says. You must have absolute faith that God will do exactly what his word says he will do. Your Father is faithful to his promises. He loves you. He cares about what you are going through. The Apostle Paul said, quote, "No man who believes in him, who adheres to, relies on, and trusts in him, will ever be put to shame or disappointed." Unquote. Romans 10, verse 11, Amplified. The words "no man" apply to you. Paul was speaking here regarding trusting God for eternal salvation. This same principle applies to every area of your life. You will not be disappointed if you trust God completely to honor his word, absolutely refusing to give up. Praise God. Worship him. Thank him for bringing you safely through whatever adversity you face. Quote, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proven genuine." Unquote. 1 Peter 1, 6 verse 7, NIV. God's delay is not necessarily God's denial. Your Father instructs you to greatly rejoice when you face adversity. Your faith in God is much more precious to him than pure gold is to people here on earth. Faith in God is much more powerful than fear. You will not be afraid if your heart is filled with God's word by consistent scriptural meditation as a habit of your life. You cannot please God if you do not have faith in Him. See Hebrews 11, verse 6. You cannot have faith in God if fear is a dominating factor of your life. Know that while people can tell lies, God never does. Quote, "It is impossible for God to lie," unquote. Hebrews 6, verse 18, NIV. God is the love, which includes honesty, integrity, truthfulness, faithfulness, dependability, trustworthiness, and steadfastness. There is no way that He can make a promise to you and then fail to fulfill His promise. God's reliability is much greater than the reliability of any person on earth. Whenever you read a promise in the Bible, you can be utterly certain that your loving Father is faithful and true to His word. He said, quote, "I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it," unquote. Jeremiah 1, verse 12, Amplified. Meditate day and night on God's word as He has instructed you to do. Immerse yourself in the Holy Scriptures. Constantly fill your eyes, your ears, your mind, your heart, and your mouth with the supernatural living word of God. Jesus said, quote, "If you live in me, abide vitally united to me, and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you," unquote. John 15, verse 7, Amplified. You can be so attuned to Jesus Christ that you will pray for His will for any situation. You can know His heart. You can be so filled with the Word of God that your prayers are God's will. The words, "abide vitally united to me," in the Amplification are very important. When something is vital, it is necessary, essential, and indispensable. The word "united" means to bring together. If you sincerely desire Jesus to answer your prayers, you must have a close and intimate relationship with Him. Our book entitled A Close and Intimate Relationship with God is solidly anchored upon 498 verses of Scripture. This book explains exactly what you should do to be vitally united to Jesus Christ. Jesus also tells you that His word must remain in your heart. You must fill your heart continually with God's word. Live in the word of God. Keep verses with you as you go about your day. Speak the word as a prayer to your Father in heaven. Rest in Him for the answer. Do not be worried, anxious, or fearful. Pray with absolute faith that God answers your prayers. Quote, "Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition," definite request, "with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God," unquote. Philippians 4, verse 6, Amplified. Your Father tells you that you must not be worried or anxious about any problems you face. Instead, you are instructed to bring everything to Him in prayer. You should be very precise in your request to God. Base every prayer request on specific verses of Scripture. Thank God when you pray because you have a deep, strong, and unwavering faith in God in Christ Jesus. Trust Him for the answer. God will bless you abundantly if you do exactly what Philippians 4, 6 instructs you to do. Quote, "The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus," unquote. Philippians 4, verse 7, NIV. The peace of God is so great that it goes far beyond the limits of human understanding and comprehension. If Jesus Christ is your Savior and you trust Him completely, this supernatural peace of God will protect your mind and your heart. Pray to God continually with absolute faith that He answers. Your prayers of faith release the supernatural power of God in your life. Quote, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Unquote. James 5, verse 16, Amplified. When you pray earnestly, you are serious, sincere, and determined. Your prayers are vigorous, concentrated, and focused. The amplification of this verse uses the word continued. Persevere in your faith in God. Pray and keep on praying. Absolutely refuse to give up. Know that your prayers will release God's mighty power to work for His glory. Quote, be unceasing in prayer, praying perseveringly. Unquote. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, Amplified. The word unceasing means without stopping. Are you faced with seemingly overwhelming problems? Pray consistently with absolute faith that God answers your prayers. Quote, we receive from Him whatever we ask because we watchfully obey His orders, observe His suggestions and injunctions, follow His plan for us, and habitually practice what is pleasing to Him. Unquote. 1 John 3, verse 22, Amplified. God tells you to live a life of waiting on Him, watching, listening, petitioning, interceding, and then doing what God says to do. Know God's heart and pray it back to Him. Jesus said, quote, ask and keep on asking, and it shall be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you shall find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives, and he who seeks and keeps on seeking finds. And to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door shall be opened. Unquote. Luke 11, verses 9 and 10, Amplified. Please note that the words keep on or keeps on are used 6 times in this passage of Scripture. If Jesus uses the same word 6 times, you can trust that He does not want you to give up when you pray. He also tells you 6 times not to ever give up, but to continue consistently and faithfully in prayer. Jesus won a total, complete, and absolute victory over every problem you will ever face when He rose from the dead after He was crucified. Christians are able to, quote, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Unquote. Romans 5, verse 17, Amplified. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. See Revelation 19, verse 16. Jesus has made you victorious if He is your Savior. You can live in triumph over sin and death. Jesus said, quote, in the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Unquote. John 16, verse 33, Amplified. You can have absolute faith that Jesus has overcome every problem you'll ever face. Know what God's Word says about the victory that Jesus won for you. Persevere with absolute faith that Jesus will bring you safely through whatever problem you face. Jesus said, quote, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Unquote. Matthew 28, verse 18, NIV. Jesus has all authority in heaven and earth. Identify completely with Jesus and the glorious victory that he has won for you, instead of allowing fear to get into your heart because you are focusing on the seemingly severity of the problems you face. Quote, he has put all things under his feet, unquote. Ephesians 1, verse 22, Amplified. The words all things include every problem you have ever faced, every problem you face now, and every problem you will face in the future. You must understand that all adversity has been put under the feet of Jesus Christ. If Jesus is your Savior, you share in his glorious victory. Quote, God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Unquote. Ephesians 2 verse 6, NIV. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, you sit with him in the spiritual realm throughout the remainder of your life on earth. His victory is your victory. Everything that is under his feet is also under your feet. Instead of giving in to fear, focus continually on the scripture in this chapter that repeatedly tells you that you have been given the victory.